Today, a fall festival at Devil's Den State Park continues, celebrating the season as well as the 80th anniversary of the park and its builders, the Civilian Conservation Corps. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people visit the park, and some of the most popular activities for guests include hikes along the Devil's Den and Yellow Rock trails. Earlier this week, I traveled to Devil's Den to learn about one of the park's lesser-known attractions.
Where we're getting ready to go to is an area. We're going to kind of take a little bit of a side trail to get down there. But it's where the original camp is located. We're going to drop right down through there.
Tim Scott is an assistant park superintendent at Devil's Den State Park. He's been at the park since 1984, so he's very familiar with the approximately 2,000 acres located in southwestern Washington County. He says one of the park's hidden gems is the Civilian Conservation Corps Interpretive Trail, which he says is hidden in plain sight.
Where we are right now is we're kind of in the heart of where the camp was originally located. And you can kind of see it's kind of hidden from where the cabins are. And then just right down there, you see the playground area. So this is kind of what you're talking about, a little hidden gem that most people either up on top walk by, don't see it. Down below they go by, since it's so wooden, they can't, you know, especially this time of year when the canopy's so thick, it just kind of goes unnoticed. Now we do have hikes that come up here, but usually unless there's a hike, there's a few people will come up, but it's definitely not one of our more popular areas, such like the Devil's Den Trail and Yellow Rock Trail and things like that.
The CCC Interpretive Trail is located a short walk south from the visitor center. It's surrounded by a paved road that circles around what used to be the CCC's camp. Although cabins are located to the east and you can hear sounds of children laughing on the playground to the west of the old camp, it's difficult to see the ruins because they're completely surrounded by trees and shrubs. Standing in the heart of the former camp, it feels like you could be in the middle of a forest, although you're only a short walk away from a paved road. Guests can take a self-guided tour of the trail, and a brochure that's available at the visitor center will help identify numbered locations along the path. One of the unique aspects of this trail is it offers historical information. During the 1930s, the CCC constructed facilities in 6 state parks, including Devil's Den. Scott says a group of more than 200 young men worked on the park from 1933 to 1942. He says while some camps were for World War I veterans, this camp was for unemployed single men who were 18 to 25 years old. The CCC Interpretive Trail is a quarter mile long, and it begins at a chimney located near the pavilion by the playground. The chimney is all that remains of the recreation hall where men played dominoes, cards, and ping pong. Outdoors, young men boxed, swam, and played baseball. Devil's Den Angels, the baseball team, played several teams in surrounding communities. As you follow the trail, you'll cross the street and head into a wooded area. The next stops along the path will take you to where the hospital and mess hall once stood.
That was the root cellar, and stored dry goods in there, things like that. Because see right over here is that big concrete slab is where the kitchen was located. And kind of that little raised area is where the wood-burning stoves were for the cooks to prepare meals for the guys who were living here at the time. And right in front of the kitchen then was located where the mess hall was located. And then over on this side, there would have been 4 barracks. There were 30-man barracks. Then over kind of on the other side were 4 more barracks, which were 25-man barracks.
The trail has a total of 9 stations that match up with historical information on the brochure. 3 of the stations include wayside exhibits with text and photos of significant camp buildings. Devil's Den has more than 50 miles of trails, which can be used for hiking, mountain biking, and riding horses. With plenty of naturally beautiful places to explore, why is it important to add an educational layer to the experience by keeping the remains of the CCC camp and informing guests about the park's history?
We're very proud of our Civilian Conservation Corps heritage. Because without that certain program, Arkansas State Parks wouldn't have its start as it does today. The 5 original parks were originally CCC camps, and they were built to be used as they are today for the public to enjoy. building cabins and or trails like the Devil's End Trail, Yellow Rock Trail was originally constructed when this area was a camp. So we think it's very important that the public understands not only the importance of that program, but then also with keeping all this stuff up here, even though it's kind of in somewhat of just ruins, but it still can kind of give everybody an idea of what camp life was like and what those young men went through during that time.
Today, the park will celebrate its 80th anniversary. Some of the events scheduled for the day include a guided hike along the CCC Interpretive Trail and a display of items used by young men while the CCC was stationed at Devil's Den. Guests can also discover the kind of old-time games kids played while the park was being built. Assistant Park Superintendent Tim Scott says the time period of the CCC at Devil's Den was a very important time in Arkansas history, as well as the history of the country.
Trying to bring us as a country out of the Depression. This was a program that put young men to work, and for Arkansas State Parks, it's really how we got our start. And it's a heritage that we're proud of. And you can just go to the different parks or CCC camps and see the legacy that was left by what was constructed during those time periods. And what it was, and I know it's kind of one of our little catchphrases we use, legacy for the future, but it's really true, because what they built the parks for then, 80 years ago, is exactly what we're using for today, is give people an area to come and enjoy green space and enjoy the outdoors.
Today is the last day of Fall in Love with Fall at Devil's Den, and the event will include a variety of activities for all ages. Admission is free. More information is available at ArkansasStateParks.com. And by the way, if you have time for a longer hike and are looking for another one of the park's hidden gems, Scott recommends Junction Camp. It's located where Lee Creek and Blackburn Creek meet, and it's about an 8-mile hike. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.